Linebacker Week continues here on DenverBroncos.com. We've looked at top of the class. We've looked at sleepers. Now with Andrew and Phil, it's time to take a look at who could be the best fit if the Broncos go after a linebacker on days one or two of this draft. Phil, the position linebacker, this team last year, health was a big concern, whether it was Danny Trevathan or Nate Irving. They just couldn't stay healthy. So what does that mean? Guys like Brandon Marshall get a chance to step up, and some of those younger players who the Broncos drafted a year ago get some more reps. The landscape of the linebacker position heading into this draft.
Well, it's always interesting when you have a new coaching staff kind of come in and see how they evaluate that young talent. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of young linebackers on the Broncos roster right now. Talking about guys like Corey Nelson and Lameen Barrow that kind of got a little bit of playing time last year, but maybe didn't quite hold on to it, maybe how some of the coaches wanted them to. And if you look at it, Brandon Marshall, it was really his first year out there, led the team in tackles, so hopefully you get him to come back and pair him with Danny Trevathan, and like you mentioned, the injury problems there. If those two can stay on the field, I think you got to be happy with your linebacking core with the young guys behind them.
You look at what the Broncos are going to do shifting from last year's coaching staff, Andrew, to this year's coaching staff with Wade Phillips now in place. Who could be that best fit to play on that inside? Something these guys will be doing, something new forever, no matter who it is, once they start the offseason program, start looking at film.
Well, first of all, to go back to the Broncos for a second, Danny Trevathan, he's in the last year of his first contract, so that may guide some of what the Broncos are looking for long term. I like a couple of guys, maybe a second day guys. Bernardrick McKinney from Mississippi State. You know, you love his size, 6'4", 246. There's some, you know, maybe some issues in coverage. Perhaps you're wondering about, you know, can he change direction fast enough in the open field? But, you know, there's a lot he can do. You can involve him in the pass rush at times. And with the way Wade Phillips likes to attack, not only, you know, with his edge rushers, but also blitzes inside linebackers, he might be a fit. Another guy, Paul Dawson, you know, he's very well regarded based on the film, but a lot of teams, I think, may put some red flags up on him because of a poor combine workout and then some chatter about character concerns, which, you know, Dawson has done his best to try to diffuse. But, you know, all it takes is, you know, a couple of teams start talking, dominoes start falling, and next thing you know, a first round talent ends up in the second round. And, you know, if by chance he's sitting there at the end of the second round, he might be hard to resist, even though it's not, the linebacker is not the biggest need because the film is so strong on Paul Dawson.
Yeah, you look at the way the draft shook out the last couple of years, that's exactly the way it can happen sometimes. 2 years ago, Sylvester Williams, John Elway said, hey, look, he was there. We didn't know he would be. They went and grabbed him. Same thing with Bradley Roby. You never really know. I think the one thing everyone does know, what you would like to see, and as you touched on, guys like Barrow and Nelson improve going into their second year, and guys like Trevathan and Nate Irving get healthy and stay healthy.
And Todd Davis as well.
And Todd Davis as well. That's right.
Don't forget about him.
Don't forget about Todd Davis, who came in towards the end of the year, and he had to go in and play right away some meaningful snaps for this team. With Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris. That's best fit for the Denver Broncos. Who will they draft if they go linebacker? The first couple of days of the draft, we'll all have to wait and see.